Good morning. Clouds, flurries, and scattered snow showers were common again overnight, dusting the ground in spots. So, plenty of places waking up with a new, fresh coating of snow that you'll have to dust off before heading out early today. Skies will be mostly cloudy, and with moisture still available and energy continuing to rotate through that broad upper trough, we will see additional scattered snow showers from time to time today, some of which could coat the ground once again through the morning and into the afternoon hours. High temperatures will be back up into the mid-30s today, although a west-northwest breeze developing will knock the temperature down a bit later in the afternoon and especially towards sunset. This will be the beginning of a drying trend, but also the beginning of some of the coldest air of the season, which will move into the region for the weekend. Temperatures tonight, as we clear things out, will drop back into the teens for overnight lows, but only rebound into the upper teens and lower 20s under a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday. Also on Saturday, that northwesterly wind will increase at times gusting to 30 miles per hour, and the wind chill values during the day will barely be above zero across the region. A clear and cold night on Saturday night, 0 to 10 above in some places, with others going below zero. The wind will subside a bit on Sunday, and we will have mostly sunny skies, but it will remain cold with highs staying in the lower 20s. Mid-20s on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds, and at this point we'll watch a system through the Tennessee Valley shear off to our south. The latest computer model trends will keep accumulating snow south of our region for the beginning of the week, but we'll continue to watch at least the risk of some snow getting far enough north to coat the ground in southern New York and New England Monday night and early Tuesday. Tuesday afternoon, we'll start a drying trend again with highs staying in the mid-20s. This will lead us to mostly sunny skies on Wednesday and a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday with highs staying in the middle and upper 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front over the Pacific Northwest will advance into the southwest today and the southern Rockies tomorrow. The system will produce coastal rain and high elevation snow over parts of southern Oregon, down into California, and snow across the Intermountain region and parts of the northern Rockies. The higher elevation snow will expand across the Great Basin, the Southwest, and the Central and Southern Rockies, along with lower elevation rain tonight. By Saturday, the rain and snow will end over the Northwest and most of Northern California, but it will continue over Southern California, the Sierra Nevada Mountains, and Great Basin into the Central and Southern Rockies to start the weekend. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with blowing snow and freezing fog, 10 degrees with a west wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 4 below 0. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 28 degrees, the dew point 23, 81% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.56 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 81 degrees at Sebring, Brighton, North Palm Beach, and Miles City, all in Florida, to a low of 21 below zero at Estcourt Station, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy, lower 40s. Boston, increasing sunshine in the lower 40s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and windy with a few snow showers and highs near 30 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 31 degrees, the low 14, the average temperature 23, that's 1 degree above normal. 0.2 inches of liquid equivalent precipitation yesterday that fell in the form of 1.3 inches of snow, bringing the monthly total to 6.7 inches, and that's 5.6 inches below normal. And with 34.1 inches for the season, we are 5.0 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high 62 set in 1906, and the record low 20 below zero in 1984. Sunrise this morning, 7:18 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:56 p.m. 9 hours and 38 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with occasional snow showers today and highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. A few snow showers tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with snow showers today, some heavier squalls in the snow belts with highs in the lower 30s. More snow showers and squalls tonight, lows in the mid-teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a few snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered snow showers today with highs in the mid-30s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the mid-teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and much colder, upper teens and lower 20s. Less wind and mostly sunny skies, lower 20s on Sunday. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-20s on Monday. A chance of snow, especially in southern New York and New England on Tuesday, otherwise mostly cloudy in the mid-20s. Mostly sunny on Wednesday, and a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday, with highs both days in the middle 20s. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.